Queen Elizabeth II, Banjo Paterson, and Reverend John Flynn are Australian royalty and feature on our banknotes. But do you know the man on our $2 coin? And did you know the coin wasn't his first public appearance? This morning I'm chatting with Paige Gleeson, a PhD candidate at the University of Tasmania School of Humanities, to get a clearer answer. Paige, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Gabby. Good. Thank you for having me.
No, you're welcome. So tell us a little bit about this man and what was his significance in the Indigenous community at the time?
Yeah, so John Gari was sort of had a quite an unlikely rise to fame. He encountered the editor and the photographer of a well-known 20th century travel magazine in the Central Desert in the 1930s, and he agreed to pose and have his photograph taken. And from there, he was shown on the front cover of Walkabout magazine several times, and that is probably how he came to feature on a very well-known stamp in 1950 and then later on our $2 coin from the 1980s. So he was quite significant in his community, and he had a role as a traditional lawman, and he also was the adoptive father of five children, three of whom went on to become leaders in the Western Desert painting movement in the 1970s. So his impact there around showing to the wider world and to settler Australia the value of Aboriginal culture and everything that it has to offer was really significant.
It sounds like it was a really there was obviously a bit of an aura around him, I guess, that the man like saw him and wanted to take his picture, and he had this kind of presence about him.
Yeah, he did. And in the photograph that was used on the front cover of Walkabout magazine, and which was later used on the stamp, he does look very impressive. He's, you know, standing tall. He looks proud. He was noted at the time as being, you know, a particularly handsome man. But also some of those images were tied up in lots of racist ideology at the time. So the idea that he was representative of that John Gari was representative of a racial type, which played into, you know, European ideas around human development, you know, these sort of racial evolutionary ideas. So it's interesting when you look at these types of images from the past, there's sort of two sides of the coin, so to speak. The side which shows John Gari as a really proud young man, and then also the other side, which is how those images were used by Settler Australia and some of the ways that that use contributed to negative impressions and understandings of Aboriginal people.
Was he told that his picture was being used in all these places out of interest? Do you know if he knew?
Yes, he did know, yeah. How he felt about his image being used and about his fame he never left any comment about that directly, but he did do things like at time he became a bit of a celebrity, and people from all around the world would write to him asking for his thumbprint and to keep as mementos. And at one point he shaved off his beard to conceal his identity because he was, it seems like because he was resentful of the attention and he was avoiding one of the what were called the Native Affairs Patrol officers who was trying to get his thumbprint to send to collectors in Europe and America. But then on the other hand, he also, a lot of his thumbprints did enter circulation. So he came to some kind of agreement with the station manager, because he was also a stockman, and he came to some sort of agreement with the station manager where he was working, and his some of his thumbprints did enter circulation. And I think it's possible to read that as coercion, but also John Gari was a cultural intermediary and worked with anthropologists throughout his life as an informant and contributed to their anthropological research, and really was in his element when he was dealing with white people. And I think it's probably pretty likely that he made some kind of choice himself about whether or not to participate in some of that, yeah.
It's so interesting because, yeah, like you say, he, all of the, you know, the European and the celebrity interest, I can imagine, was not just like, he just wasn't, he wouldn't have been interested in that. But in terms of the opportunity to represent his people and engage and, like you say, be that cultural conduit, was probably a very powerful thing for him. Why is it so important for us to make sure that we feature our Indigenous Australians on our currency?
Yeah, I mean, I think that with the image of Djungari on our coin, on the one hand, it's important, obviously, for Aboriginal people to be represented as a part of Australia. They are the original Australians. But on the other hand, I think sometimes the use of these images of Aboriginal people by settler Australians, particularly in the 20th century, was somewhat appropriative. So, you know, lots of people until more recently weren't aware that the man on the $2 coin was a real person. Aboriginal people were sort of often anonymised and just used as generally representative of Aboriginal people and, you know, sometimes used in ways that reinforce stereotypes, you know, pictures of Aboriginal people printed on ashtrays or used on lawn sculptures and that sort of kitsch wares, which is often called Aboriginalia. But on the other hand, in recent years, like the use of Djungari's image on the stamp and on the coin has actually allowed us to recognise him and know more about his life. So recently one of the electoral divisions in the Northern Territory was renamed in his honour as Goya, which is his first name, which means water. So that really sort of changes our perception of Australian history in a way, because we're moving away from European place names and place names in Australia being named after European, you know, discoverers, as they refer to themselves, and more towards recognition of the people whose land the settler colony of Australia was settled on.
Paige Gleeson, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's really fascinating, and I think it will make everyone think a little deeper when they next gaze at their $2 coin.
Great. Thanks for talking to me.